Hi, welcome to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. This is a podcast where we go onto WikiHow, we find an educational article, we go through it, discuss it, and then do some improv based on our discussion. I am Jesse Bergen.
And I am Thomas Tolles, and today the article we have selected is called How to Eat 6 Saltine Crackers in 1 Minute.
For fans of crackers, this is from the article, eating 6 saltines may sound like a simple task. Mm. I'm a pretty big Ritz guy myself.
Yeah, I like the ones with peanut butter in between, but like cheese on the outside. Yeah.
We're pretty big cracker...
We're crackers.
We're cracker heads.
All right.
We're cracker addicts.
We live in a cracker house, and we're cracker heads.
Yeah. Yeah, and we cook crackers.
Yeah, I eat them out of my cracker pipe, and...
so on and so forth. Yeah. That was a good rich vein we found there right away. Speaking of finding veins, when I saw the title of this article, I scoffed. Because as a cracker fan, six saltines in 1 minute sounded like...
It's impossible. It's the stuff of urban legend. I mean, you heard people talking about how they could do it on the school ground. It's like folding a piece of paper in half 7 times. It can't be done.
It cannot be done. And don't get a fancy pneumatic folding machine. Get that out of here.
Yeah, come on.
It may sound simple, 6 in a minute, but it's not, Thomas. And that's why these urban legends are tricky, right?
Yeah.
Because they sound entirely achievable. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like accidentally picking up a bag from a stranger and then it turns out to have their dead dog inside of it. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Yeah, it's like, it's this urban legend that this person was in New York. And someone was like, can you watch my bag? And they were like on the subway or something. And it was this big duffel bag. And so the other person just leaves. Mm-hmm. And the first person is stuck with this bag.
Of course.
And they eventually like take it home and wait for the other person to contact them. And
I wonder how this
smell,
story is going
to
end.
And then they open it up.
Yeah.
And there are 6 saltine crackers and a glass of water inside the duffel bag.
Oh, Jesse. That's the really scary part.
Yeah.
Is that you have to eat these crackers without help from liquids or lubrication.
Absolutely.
So that person was trying to spoil their saltine challenge.
You're absolutely right. The next thing you know, that person woke up in a bathtub and their taste buds were gone.
Yeah. Humans can lick too. That was another one, wasn't it?
Is it? What's that one?
That one, someone is staying in a home alone and while they're sleeping, they keep letting their arm down over the side of the bed, and they feel their dog licking their hand. It's, like, reassuring. And then they hear whimpering somewhere else, and they're like, that's weird. They get up, they go back to sleep, they put their arm down again, and the dog's still licking their hand, reassuring
them. I wonder how this one's going
to
end.
Yeah, exactly. And so they go to the closet, and the dog has been, like, totally disemboweled.
Okay,
well, hang on.
Yeah.
It's been disemboweled. It's, like, horrifying. They're like, oh, God. And there's a note on the dog written on the back of the saltine cracker that says, humans can lick, too.
And
all of the salt on the cracker has been licked off.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
And then I assume the person, not knowing what to do with this dog, puts it in a duffel bag and gives it to somebody on the subway.
Exactly. So those two are connected, and that's a little treat for all of you out there in podcast land.
Some people think that Bigfoot is blurry in photos because he's chewing his saltine crackers so fast.
Yeah. He's like a paint mixer.
Exactly.
He's just shaking all
trying to grind those up into manageable chunks.
Exactly. Well, let's get into the article, folks. That's
all
enough of our long, creepy stories for this one.
Ooh. Join us for next episode on Jesse and Thomas's Misremembered Urban Legends. All right. Part 1. That's right. There's multiple parts.
Yep.
Step 1. Preparing for the challenge. Step 1. Believe in yourself.
Mm. So this is where I guess I failed because I thought that this was impossible. It seemed impossible. It felt like a myth, like something that humans were not meant to do. And
right. God gave us...
Yeah. 5 saltine
enough moisture.
Cracker.
Yeah. 5 saltine crackers in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
And when that serpent came and was like, Eve or Adam,
do
you want one more saltine cracker? Yeah. And then they felt shame.
And on the 6th minute, God said,
let there be water. Dry mouth.
Yeah.
Right, of course. And who could forget the story of Jesus having the one saltine cracker and managing to break it up into six.
Well,
and then walking on the water.
Yeah. You can, when you are at communion, you can have five bodies of Christ. But if you toss the sixth one in there,
it's going to take you a minute and X seconds.
You will blaspheme.
All right. So, believe in yourself. This is super key.
I haven't done this in years, by the way.
Me neither.
Topic.
No.
Really lost faith.
Well, as a complete nihilist, Thomas, believing in anything must be hard for you.
I don't believe in anything, but particularly through the lens of myself, I see the world as sort of a hopeless void. So, if somehow it were possible to eat the saltine crackers, that could pull me back from the edge of the cliff.
Smaller things have.
Yeah. I am teetering on the edge of it in a car as we speak.
Oh, boy. If you want to believe in yourself, what are some good ways? You can watch a Disney movie or a Pixar movie.
Let me be clear. I don't really want to believe in myself either. I don't have the will. I don't have the will to believe in myself or the desire.
Well, maybe, Thomas, I'll believe in myself enough for both of us.
But sorry, Pixar movie, what were you saying?
I was just going to say that most Pixar movies, that's the core lesson that we learn is believe in yourself, whether you be a toy or a widower.
Yeah. A lot of famous dictators watch Pixar movies and they're like, oh, I guess I can do what I want.
Mussolini was a big fan of Cars 2.
Yeah.
And who could forget Lenin name-checking The Incredibles? In one of his speeches.
The Nut Job 2 was a big
Not Pixar, Thomas. How dare you?
I'm sorry. I thought we were including all children's animated films.
Food Fight. Mm-hmm. It involves food. Maybe there it will help you believe in yourself and watch some crackers being eaten.
Yes.
It goes on to say, imagine yourself accomplishing the task and remind yourself daily. This is important. Daily, that you can do it.
So yeah, my therapist likes to tell me, like, every day you should have one thing that you tell yourself that makes you feel good. And so in the past, I would say, like, you have value, you are not alone, things like that.
Hoary old cliches.
Yeah, just kind of treacly useless BS. So I'm going to replace that
saccharine nonsense.
No, those truisms, I mean, whatever. From now on, every morning I get up, I look in the mirror and I say, you can eat six saltines in 1 minute. You can do it.
I like to schedule myself a certain time of day so I don't forget. Mm-hmm. I'll get a little notice on my iPhone.
Right.
Picture yourself eating six saltine crackers. Yeah. I run into a mirror. I run into a mirror. I enter the mirror world. And I regurgitate six saltine crackers because everything's backwards there.
Same.
Now, what were we talking about?
We drink six glasses of water without having a cracker.
Exactly. Also very hard to do in a minute, I bet.
Yeah.
All right. Or you eat one saltine cracker in 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. A lot easier.
Yep.
Okay, so now you've hyped yourself up. Maybe you've got a hype man to, like, dance around you and be like, man, this guy can eat so many saltine crackers. Check him out. So now you're feeling good. Remember what Wayne Gretzky said. You miss 100% of the saltine crackers you don't put in your mouth in a minute. So step two, prepare your crackers.
And so you might think that there's a special technique or like you have to modify the crackers to make them easier to swallow. What they mean by prepare is take them out of the package and stack them.
This article seems to recommend original saltine crackers, the brand is prominently displayed here in the picture.
You don't want like
urban
garlic saltines or
some knockoffs.
Yeah, like paprika saltines.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
don't do the cinnamon challenge and the saltine challenge at the same time.
Well, yeah, or like the drink challenge. 2-4 liters of milk challenge at the same time. That'll be another episode that we do. Yeah, you don't want to get some sort of knockoff like Uncle Jerry's. Like fun squares.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Monster cracks.
Monster cracks?
I mean, so the article really specifies not just that you need to take them out of the package, but how to pick items up. And this was a stumbling block for me when
not
I.
Not to mention that stumbling block that you tripped over on your way to the table to get your crackers.
That was a real stumbling block, but this was a metaphorical stumbling block in that I saw those six crackers and I was like, I don't know if I have the dexterity to pick these up. Especially when the pressure's on and I'm eating. So they do recommend you want to pick up each cracker with your thumb and index finger in order to place it wholly in your mouth. another
like
reference.
You would say a pencil.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, if your crackers are scattered around your house, like one's in the bathroom, one's in the kitchen, mm-hmm. one's in the basement,
yeah.
you're going to be scrambling all over just trying to get to the crackers. You're not going to have time to eat them in a minute.
That's a real scavenger hunt that you don't want to be
No, you don't want to set yourself up for that.
No, no matter way, how fun it's.
Thomas' signature catchphrase coming back. Finally, after all these episodes, I was waiting for you to bust it out.
Bust that thing out.
No way, Jose.
I've been hanging it out to dry, but it's back, baby.
Yeah, and better than ever.
You know me.
I do. Yes, sir. Step 3. Have water nearby. You will need to keep hydrated, so make sure to drink water right before the challenge, and the crackers will have an easier time going down. You want to lubricate the inner channels of your mouth and throat, just so these guys can just slip and slide right down your gullet into the stomach area.
Yeah, and also this will keep away, if there are the aliens, from signs or anything like
Absolutely.
That. Just having water nearby is always a good thing.
I can't tell you how many times I'm just about ready to eat that sixth saltine mm-hmm. cracker, and an alien from signs will burst through the corn maze
exactly.
and just attack me.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's terrible. And I mean, I just find having a glass of water nearby just generally reassuring. It's like a little buddy who can sort of watch over you, and you know you're inhaling the water vapor as it gently evaporates, and that can be pretty soothing, I think.
Yeah, a glass of water is like a security blanket in a way, right?
Yeah, and I do sleep coated in water as a replacement for my security blanket. I like to be sopping wet so that it's impossible to tell my own fluids from the external fluids that I've applied
wow.
to my bed.
Visceral image you painted.
Yeah.
I also like to put those little expanding dinosaurs in my cup of water. That's just a fun thing. They get so big and it's like, whoa, how did this even, is this even the same thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little peek behind the curtain. I like to keep a cup of water nearby during the podcast too. Mm. Sometimes when Jesse's talking for a while, that's
Which
just
happens.
Me taking a big sip, and he's covering for me, and I really do appreciate
that's
that.
Right. We try not to leave any dead air,
no.
so when one of us is drinking water, the other one will have to like quickly jump in with a super witty comment.
That one time I had like an 8-minute monologue, Jesse was trying to rescue the neighborhood dog from a raccoon.
Absolutely,
and I
was.
I just covered. You didn't even notice there was anything different.
It's true, yeah. And you know what? That raccoon, they became friends.
Yeah. Went on to have a very
illustrious
career.
It just had to believe in itself. this is a good tip. You might want to get your mouth watering naturally. Just think about sour candy and anything else that may jumpstart your saliva.
Yeah. I love that. Like the Pavlov's dog test. So you're going to want a bell or something like that to sort of condition you to salivate.
Every time you eat a sour candy, ring a bell. And an angel will get its wings, and then you will associate that sound with the bell.
Yeah, an angel gets its wings, and you'll eat 6 bodies of Christ.
This is our most religious episode yet.
We have become an explicitly religious podcast.
No way, Jesus.
That's Jesse's catchphrase now.
It is. Oh, boy.
They're almost the same, but you will notice certain differences if you listen carefully.
It's true. No way. I took more time with that first bit. It's important
to
have different catchphrases for a comedy duo.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that we like that gets our
saliva
that really jumpstarts it?
Saliva going, yeah.
This is a really appealing topic of conversation.
Thinking about licking envelopes definitely gets me pumping.
Oh, that episode of Seinfeld where Susan licks all
his
envelopes.
Where she dies from licking too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really gets my mouth watering.
Yeah, exactly. Gets me ready to eat some crackers.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I like to just picture myself in a desert, maybe on a desert island. Maybe I've just had some salt water, and I'm like trying to get that moisture back and overcompensate.
Yeah, for sure. You know, those are the 3 ways. So try one of those, and you should be all set.
Okay, we're getting into part 2 here.
This
it's going to get a little more logistical.
This is critical,
and this is really where you're going to – it's either going to make you or break you. Step 1, pick a chunking strategy. You can either try the 3-2-1 strategy. Oh, wait, that's it?
Well, there's other strategies below.
Here.
So part 2 is pick a chunking strategy.
Thank you.
Step 1 is try the 3-2-1 strategy.
Thank you, Thomas. This is why I don't do this by myself.
Yep. I'm here to pick up the pieces, my friends.
Sometimes these articles are just a real gauntlet, the gauntlet of grammar. So there are several strategies called chunking strategies that could give you better results. This strategy is done by eating your crackers in sets of three, and then two, and then, of course, the last cracker on its own.
We should note that there's a footnote here, so these chunking strategies are connected to real research. This is not...
Why don't we just take a trip down that rabbit hole, shall we? The LA Times here.
So Peyton Manning tried to do this and failed.
This has linked us to the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah.
And the article is called A Vole at War, which I do not understand. And it's college football. Life's a competition for Tennessee quarterback Peyton Manning.
This is truly bizarre. For Manning, it's talking about finding a weak point in his opponent's defense, his persistence, eating crackers all day, crunching, munching, and swallowing the dry crumbs successfully within a minute, all to win a bet. Tennessee linebacker Greg Johnson wasn't surprised at his roommate's persistence.
So as you can see, I don't know if we want to...
Let's
we could have a whole nother episode on this bizarre tangent to a Los Angeles article about a college age Peyton Manning.
Can we just use the find function to see if the word chunking appears in this article? And it does better. Not. It does not.
Okay. What about grouping? Can you look up grouping, Thomas? No grouping.
What about 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. No. So this has absolutely nothing to do.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, folks.
Sounds like somebody was a Peyton Manning fan and just wanted to shoehorn their hero into this article. Oh, so this strategy is tricky because you're front loading most of the crackers at the beginning, so your mouth's going to get extremely dry right off the hop. I feel like that could be discouraging.
It could, but it does get easier as you go along. If you can just make it through that first hump, then you have a better sense of if you can make it going forward. Whereas if you eat one at a time, you might have no idea till towards the end that it's going to be too hard.
There's some awesome additional information here. Just music to my ears. It's helpful to first gum the crackers to make sure they're covered in saliva. So when you open your mouth and chew, there aren't any stray crumbs which can fly into your throat and cause you to choke or cough.
So is that saying before you even start the challenge, you're allowed to gum the crackers off the salt?
No, I think what they're saying is once the timer goes, you go nom 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 nom, you gum them. During the minute.
Because I think understand. Why wouldn't the crumbs go in while you were gumming them then?
Well, because you're not opening your mouth all the way. You're just like using your lips. And you're like...
Then call it lipping.
Well, I didn't write this article.
I don't think this makes sense, but you know what? I need to believe in myself. Sorry.
Believe in the process, too. Yeah,
so you smack them with your lips. You sort of suck off the salt and the crumbs. And
a preliminary dampening. Yeah.
And can you spit that out, or do you have to swallow the crumbs?
Oh, you've got to swallow the crumbs. Well, but you know, it makes them softer.
Okay.
So they're not like these dry particles.
Yeah. It's like how birds eat.
Yeah, exactly. You want a bird strategy.
Yeah, and it does suggest gently placing the crackers wholly in your mouth and crushing them between the roof of your mouth and your tongue.
Very good. That you get the most leverage there with the tongue being the largest kind of part of the mouth.
Yeah,
you want to move it.
You want to mash the crackers up into a type of paste that you can sort of just let slide down your throat.
Exactly. The crackers are so dry that even inhaling some of the dust is going to throw you off track right away.
Right?
I think as soon as you have...
Just because I don't understand it doesn't mean the listeners don't. We can move on.
I'm trying to work through this for myself, too.
Okay,
Thomas.
Sure. I thought you had figured it out.
Well, now I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you start the timer... Because obviously you have a designated timekeeper with you.
Of course, yeah, the regulation one.
You don't want to multitask this yourself. Does the timer start as soon as there's mouth-to-cracker contact? Or does everything have to be on the table?
I think it's got to be on the table. Yeah. I think any preliminary action, you could be brushing off salt with your fingers.
You're right.
These crackers need to be pristine, fresh, sitting there in a little stack. Your fingers hovered above them for maximum gripping. And yeah, little shout out to my buddy Ryan Langridge, who's doing his research on gripping objects using your thumb and forefinger. Maybe try the saltine challenge. Could be a good way to improve your PhD defense.
That's amazing. Now you have to plug the podcast to him.
I will.
You can just be like, wait for your name, it's going to be in one of these episodes.
Yeah, I won't tell him which one. Another listen to all of us. Yeah.
Another good tip is the saltier the crackers, the better your grip's going to be because you've got more friction there.
Yes, of course. A little bit of texture variety.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. The next chunking strategy. Step 2, try pairing the crackers for consumption. So eating 2, 2, and 2. You can set the pairs up in 3 stacks for a more efficient way to pick them up.
I mean, this feels like it's really in the same ballpark as the first one. Doesn't get easier as you go along, though, and you've got to do 3 big challenges. So for me, that might be a little trickier.
I actually think this is the mindset. Have you heard the phrase, it's a marathon, not a sprint?
Yes.
This is exactly that mentality. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go in. You're not going to do 3 at once, like some sort of like overexcited marathon runner who's going to get tired like after the first kilometer. You're going to like pace yourself. Mm-hmm. This is how Usain Bolt eats his crackers. I guarantee
it. Yeah, of course. And yeah, Usain Bolt always says that he runs marathons, not sprints, although clearly that's not true, but it still is a good philosophy for his life.
Well, I mean, he does sprints, yes, but he does multiple sprints, and his whole career is a marathon.
Oh, I see.
If he only did the first few sprints very fast and didn't do the last sprints, he'd be treating it like a sprint, not a marathon.
I think the problem is that I just lack like basic comprehension skills. So when you say things, I don't understand what you mean, and you have to repeat them, and that's fine.
No, you're absolutely right. You were very good to call me out on thinking Usain Bolt was a marathon runner, which of course he's not.
No.
So that was on. That's on me.
Oh, I was calling you out.
That's on me. No, it's okay. Yeah, cool. I feel embarrassed, yeah. But I feel like
thanks. That's what
rightly
I,
so.
That's what I wanted.
Yeah. But I'm going to use this, and I'm going to grow.
Yeah, you're going to.
I'm going to learn and start a new. Do you think Usain Bolt would be good at marathons, or do you think it's not a transferable skill?
I don't think it's remote. I don't think he'd be good at all.
You
yeah,
think he just, he'd be first 10 seconds trailing just go behind.
Off. Yeah, he'd seem, yeah. People would look at him and be like, wow, he's doing really well.
He would just stop after the 600 meters
he'd
and be
make
like,
it 600 and be like, you know
I think
what?
This is enough.
This is the furthest I've ever run, so I think I'm going to call it in.
It's true. He's never run further than
right.
the required length.
And why would he?
It's true.
He's the most successful runner in the world.
Absolutely.
Don't waste time running a meter longer than you have to.
And just like Usain Bolt, you're going to need an insane throat to swallow all of these crackers, which is my excellent segue. I'm just looking for some extra.
I think they're basically just reiterating the steps from the first chunking strategy here.
Well, they say it's good for people who can't fit 3 crackers in their mouth at once, which is something to consider. Measure your mouth beforehand.
Yeah, if you can't fit 3 in your mouth, I mean, you can try it, but
if your mouth is so small that you have to do the 1-1-1-1-1-1 strategy, that's going to be
a tough
road.
That's poor chunking right there.
Yeah, that's
really
some,
weak chunking.
That is
probably
some poor chunking.
Chunking you can
but
do.
If you've got a small mouth, I don't know what other
yeah.
options you have.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, if your mouth is even smaller, you may have to do 12 one-half cracker chunks.
That's sounding
that's
you know,
absurd, though.
Absurd. There's no way anyone could do that.
No. In a minute, or let alone 10 minutes.
Oh, and chunking strategy
here we go. This is the big leagues. Step 3, try eating all 6 crackers at once. Ho ho!
The advantage of this one is that you will have a crowd of 6 silhouetted people watching you.
One for each cracker.
Yeah.
Cheering you on.
They each donate their own cracker.
They each brought one cracker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their grandfather's cracker from the war.
It's like when you're at a firing squad and everyone has a cracker except one person has like a big tasty square.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to, so no one feels
I don't
totally
want to be responsible for this person
for you choking.
Choking
on crumbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a game of Clue.
Yeah.
Where you have all of your different characters, each providing their own weapon or cracker in this case. So you'll want to stack them, it says. I think that makes sense. Like you don't want to do them vertically.
Horizontally.
Horizontally. That's going to be really sharp.
That's really wide. Unless you're like a character from Real Monsters, I don't think you're going to be able to fit that in.
Right. Oh, did that have the character Monster Cracks?
I don't
that
know.
That you referenced earlier?
Monster Cracks, I think, was
Wasn't that the
brand? Popular snack food in the UK. But yeah, he was in there too.
So Monster Cracks is a real thing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing name for something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
I will not be Google image
it's
searching
real.
That.
Yeah, I think it's real. Avoid breathing with your mouth.
This is great.
You're not really safe from the cracker crumbs until you can close your mouth around the crackers and gum away. So breathing through your nose is a better option.
Let's be honest. You are never really safe from cracker crumbs.
Mm-hmm. this is the thing. We can prepare all we want for, you know, global warming, but like the problem never fully goes away.
Well, you know
what
they say.
The threat is there.
Yeah. You stack crackers and God laughs. Mm-hmm. As they say, because anything can happen.
Yeah.
A gust of wind might knock over your cracker stack. Your cracker stack. It's fun to say.
Yeah.
Maybe some ants will get in there and carry one of them off on their backs while you're getting ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This does seem like the hardest way to do it. Like, harder than one at a time, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
To eat six at once.
But you are...
must just be...
Yeah. You are saving time. You're not reaching for the crackers, though.
That's true. If those motor skills are what's holding you back, I mean, this might be the best move.
Mm-hmm.
You can just slam your face down on the stack on the table. You don't have to touch them at all.
Oh, man, if you can do that, that would be...
Yeah.
That would be one for the books. Okay, part three, performing the challenge. Step one, practice before the challenge. Have your timer ready and try out what strategy you think will work best for you. It goes on to say it's helpful to try these out on your own to make sure you can master it before making bets and doing the challenge in public. Again, with those six shadowy, sinister government agents hovering in the background.
Yeah, Uncle Sam is going to want you to fail on Cracker 4, but you got to push through and show him who's boss. I mean, look, if we've learned anything from Peyton Manning, it's that you don't want to make a bet that you can't win.
Your roommate's going to be giving it to you.
Yeah, Greg Johnson is not going to take no for an answer once you make that bet. So you better make sure you got what it takes. You got a big enough mouth. You got the motor skills, all that stuff.
Maybe get your brother Eli to help you.
Yeah, exactly. So it suggests watching videos of people completing the challenge, figuring out how much time it takes, less than a minute, I should hope. And how long does it take others to finish two crackers at a time? You don't want to get in your head feeling that you're slower or faster than the competition.
Yeah.
You want to know what standard, how long should I spend, and work from there.
Put those blinders on. Don't look around at what other people are doing, how they're chunking, are they gumming. Mm-hmm. You don't want to distract yourself. You got to be entirely focused on your own cracker stack.
Yes.
Step two, keep your cool. If you get overexcited or nervous, you may breathe in the crumbs in your rush to stuff the crackers into your mouth, and you won't be able to finish in time. We've all seen those videos of people, they've got three crackers, they've got four crackers, they've got five crackers, and all of a sudden, boom, they just start weeping, they lose, like, all control over their bodily functions.
Yeah. It's really horrific to see a cracker eater fall that high. It's truly scary, so... You're going to want to play it cool. They say that in sports, the team that's down a little bit at halftime is the one that often wins the game, probabilistically.
Huh.
So if you're struggling a little bit halfway around
halftime, in this
three,
case being between crackers
seconds,
3 and 4,
or at about 30 seconds, that's when you know you've got to put in your real drive to finish, and I think you can do it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, again, this comes down to believing in yourself. The people that, the cracker eaters that accomplish this are the ones that have that mental stamina. Because it's like, what is it? It's like 90% perspiration, 10% like teeth vibration. What's that saying? Something like that?
That's how it goes, yeah.
Oh, this is another good warning. Avoid shoving the crackers in your mouth as you could jab the back of your throat. Or poke your gums with the edges of the crackers.
That is really good advice. I always stab the roof of my mouth when I'm eating like tortilla chips or just anything with a pointy edge, and it sucks.
Using a fork.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to gum them and wear them down with the roof of your mouth if there's a bloody hole up there. So
make sure to keep it safe. Tack on at least 20 more seconds to your time.
You might even want to coat your mouth in wax or some other substance to protect it from the cracker attack.
Obviously, we haven't talked about this, but it goes without saying, have like your first aid person next to you at all times. So you can do a pit stop if you're halfway between the challenge and your mouth is getting a little bit dry and sore. Have them just come in and do a little maintenance.
Yeah. They can't give you water, but they can do everything else.
Give
literally
massage,
everything else is fine.
In boxing, they can cut you. I have no idea what that does.
It helps you to focus better, Jesse. Right. And I think that'll really come in handy in the outer stretches of this game.
I don't know if our Ritz's heart, like, they're probably easier to eat than saltines, right?
They're definitely smaller. They have more dust, which I think could get you, and they're very salty. It's almost like infested with dust and salt.
Wasn't that their latest slogan?
Yeah, yeah.
In, Ritz, infested with salt and dust. There was a picture of like a germ smiling.
Yeah.
But the counterpoint, no sharp corners.
That's true.
See what I mean?
No, that is a huge advantage. I think I could do 6 Ritz crackers though. But saltines,
yeah, they're also smaller.
They're pretty.
Right?
They're pretty huge.
Yeah. Also good. Good that they're circular because they won't fall down manholes.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Here we go. The final step with our grinning poster child ready to roll.
This is a strange, like, elegant character here wearing lipstick and eyeshadow. Ready.
He's like a preteen, dapper Chris Angel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to, I don't know, I'm not going to assume anything about this saltine eater, but let's just say that he or she dressed for the occasion.
Absolutely.
And those 6 shadowy government figures are impressed. They're
perhaps
taking notice. They might not even notice that you didn't finish the saltines if you look this good.
It might even be big saltine themselves trying to make sure that, you know, you're doing their product a service here. Right? We have to appreciate this young man's flowing white garment. Perhaps he himself is an angel.
Yeah.
To circle back to the religious aspect of this podcast.
Yeah.
And
you may become an angel after failing the saltine
choking
challenge
on a cracker.
As so many people have before.
It's true. Every time a bell rings, someone has failed the saltine challenge fatally.
But you're ready. Go for it. That
step
is the
3.
Final step. You did the prep work. Tell your friends.
You've done that prep work.
Take a deep breath, set your timer, and defy the saltine challenge. And like many activists before you, you are defying cultural expectations and really making a difference in what people believe they can do.
You really want to be an SJW, pardon me.
Yeah.
And of course, you know what that means, Thomas.
Yeah,
saltine justice warrior.
Yes.
Well, let's see if there's any tips. There are some tips.
This
takes,
my goodness,
loads of practice.
This tip is really
go
troubling.
Ahead, Thomas.
It's recommended that you go through at least one sleeve of crackers practicing before you do this in front of others. That's a lot
of
practicing.
How much in a sleeve? Like 30?
It's a lot. I mean, maybe not in 15? One sitting.
15?
I guess.
Oh,
wow.
Man. Wowee. No way, Jesus.
And this is interesting, counterintuitive. The fresher the cracker, the more difficult, since it will take more saliva to digest. If you have stale crackers, it will be easier to get them down.
Okay, so if you have a time machine, now's your time to go back in time, tell your younger self, store these crackers in a cupboard for 10 years.
Yeah. Meet me here in 10 years if you're not married, and I'll eat and 6 saltine crackers in front of you.
Exactly.
And also, if you want to eat that sleeve really slowly, like once every year, then by the time you're done the sleeve and ready to go, the remaining crackers will be pretty stale.
Yeah, absolutely. Stagger your cracker purchases so that by the time you've been training for a long time, like you were saying, you got like the stalest crackers.
Mm-hmm. So,
avoid drinking alcohol, soda, or other caffeinated drinks before the challenge. They may dehydrate you and make it more difficult to swallow the crackers.
Yes. So even though you might be in an existential despair like me and you depend on alcohol to survive, if you base your self-worth on the saltine challenge, you've got to give up some of those other sort of crutches you've been relying on.
Yeah, trade in one vice for another. And you might be thinking, like, I'm going to drink a 5-hour energy, I'm going to have a bunch of coffee so I can be, like, amped up and, like, with a ton of energy.
Yeah.
But it's going to backfire on you.
Exactly. This is an interesting warning. Be aware of how many saltines you eat so you don't over-consume them. So this is assuming you're so good, you could eat 7
in
a
minute.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or just not be watching the clock and eat a whole sleeve. I mean, now you're ready to go, but...
Yeah. That's too many crackers.
Yeah.
I mean, as a crackerhead myself,
yeah.
I'm loath to say that there is such a thing as too many, but a whole sleeve in a minute,
yeah.
Ooh, probably too much.
Now, my cracker brain is tingling. I don't like that.
Your cracker senses are tingling.
Yeah.
Of course.
His spider brain
yeah,
is tingling,
exactly.
as Peter Parker
we
used
all
to
remember.
Say.
I remember our favorite superhero got bit by a radioactive cracker
and
had the ability to... I don't know, roll under a table when there's crime around.
Yep. Well, I think that I mean, unless you loved one of these warnings, I think that pretty much brings us to the end of this article.
Well, let's just go over the things you'll need.
Yep.
Because there are several things you will need for this challenge.
Of course.
Number one, salted saltine crackers.
Mm-hmm. Number two, a timer.
And finally, water.
Can't use the water during the challenge. Nope. But before and after, you better have it on hand.
Exactly.
So if you have those three things and six shadowy figures watching you at all times, you are ready to go.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Myths busted.
Yes.
Now that we've done a very sober analysis,
yeah.
Let's have some laughs. All right, prisoner 42. But you know what? Because it's your last day on the earth, I think I'll call you John. How you feeling in there?
Thanks. I feel pretty good. I feel like I'm ready. I'm ready to take my licks.
You know, I never thought I'd see you sweat, John, but you look a little nervous, I gotta admit.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to request my last meal.
Okay. You know, we gotta accept any offer. So whatever you plan to do for your last meal, I'd like to help you out, but I am going to enjoy watching you fry after we fry you up some vittles.
Well, I know I only have a little bit of time before I get taken to the execution chamber.
That's right.
How much time?
Well, once the meal is served to you, I think you should have, let's say 60 seconds before you get tossed in that chair.
Oh, wow. You guys are really cutting back the times here, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we got a lot of prisoners to execute, and before the laws change and we aren't allowed to do it anymore.
All
so
right.
We're trying to really get rid of the worst of you.
Well, I hear you. As a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, I will defend the death penalty literally to my death.
I do admire that. That's a very... You could be a hypocrite, but even in the face of the Grim Reaper, you hold tight to your beliefs.
What can I say, Trevor? Can I call you Trevor today?
You know what? It's your last day. You call me whatever the heck you want.
Trevor, after being on the inside, I realized the system really does work.
Yes.
I mean, sure, I never really recounted my crimes or got over the sort of societal discrimination I felt that led me to commit the crimes. And sure, if you were to release me today, I would probably go on another crime spree.
Of course.
But you know, this really is the best way to do this.
It is. Well, I like to believe that if you were released into society after you were executed, that no more crimes would be committed, and you would find your place 6 feet underground with daisies growing out of you. You know what I mean?
That's the dream, but hey, if you dump me in front of a 7-Eleven or something, I could be got for loitering, couldn't I?
That is true. That is true. We always had such a great rapport together. Anyway,
surprisingly, that Stanford prison experiment totally got it wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like we've bonded more than if we would have just been friends on the outside.
I agree. This power dynamic has really helped me come out of my shell and open up to you in a way I can't with even my own family. But, as I say, we got a lot of people to murder today. So, what are you having in mind for your last meal?
Well, you know, I've given this a lot of thought.
I can see that you have.
Well, with the 20 seconds of YouTube I'm allowed each month, I found a particular delicacy that I'd be very interested in trying tonight.
Yeah, you've been watching the same video the last 3 months.
Well, what can I say? Good television is good television.
Must have been at least 60 seconds long.
Yes, well, some of them were not even that long, I'm sad to say.
Oh.
But hopefully, you've got the webcam like I requested.
Sure, yes.
That's set up.
It's right here.
Fantastic.
Look, it's your last meal. We want it to be just right. You want to send it out to your followers or whatever?
Yep, like and subscribe. I should do that at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, but not the end, because I won't be able to do
right.
that.
You'll never be able to do it again.
This horrific institutionalized murder.
Look, let's not call a spade a spade.
Okay,
let's just
well,
focus on the food, okay?
Again, another kind of... racially charged things.
Is that racially charged?
Well, yes, if we want to get into semantics before my last meal. A spade
was
a derogatory term used in the South for a black person.
I'd really rather keep my beliefs the way they are and not change or have any heart shifts in the last moments of your life. So thanks for clarifying that. But
absolutely.
Let's get on to the food now.
Thanks, Trevor. While you're getting the food, I've written my request down on this paper. I'm going to slide it across the table, and you tell me if it can be done.
Okay, I mean, I guess I thought we were more comfortable that you could just talk to my face, but I'll read this piece of paper.
I just don't want you to be shocked, because it's a lot to ask. I know.
Now, John, you've done a lot of crazy things in your life. I mean,
it's true.
I mean, some of those crimes you committed were absolutely bananas.
Yes,
but
I mean, humans can lick too, am I right?
Humans can lick too. I mean, I've never seen a dog look like that before, John, and that duffel bag was never the same. But this is the craziest thing you've ever thought of.
I know.
This is the craziest request. I mean, I cannot believe that you are even considering something like this. I mean, remember, we're going to kill you right after this. You don't have to do the work for us.
You know, I just want to do something before I die that people are going to remember me by. I mean, other than all the crimes that were in all the major newspapers, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, there's a mask of you for Halloween, John.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is pretty severe.
Yeah,
well,
pretty accurate. I don't even know how they got a mold of my face.
Look, I like them crazy. I like him eccentric, and this is really off the wall, but if you think you want to try this thing, I mean, who am I to stop you?
Hey, well,
it might save us the billions of dollars it costs us a year executing prisoners. This becomes a trend on the YouTube.
Yep. I think my meal, you'll find, will only cost probably around 70 cents when all said and done. So just trying to take a little bit of the burden off the taxpayer.
That's very conscientious of you, John. Maybe you are ready for reintegrating into society after all. But
well,
of course,
it's too late for
it
that.
It is much too late for that. But maybe you were ready. Who knows? We'll never know.
I guess not.
Oh, and here is our master chef. He has arrived with a plate of exactly what you asked for.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Trevor, you beautiful man, you did it, you got me.
Hey, you know, I took a shine to you, John. I want your last day to be all right.
Well, I'm gonna take my 6 saltine crackers, God bless you, Trevor, and this nice piece of parsley, great presentation, Boris, and I'm gonna try...
Thank you.
I'm gonna try a little method I call the 3-2-1 chunking method here.
Hmm. That sounds illegal. Is that regulation?
Well, it's not the most popular method. But, I've only got one shot at this, really. So, yeah. I'm just gonna go for it.
You only have one.
You know, I've always believed in myself, right?
Really?
I mean, it takes a lot of self-confidence to commit that many crimes.
That's
and
true.
And to plead not guilty.
Yeah, every single time.
I'd like to think that all of those situations I put myself in, all of those difficult things I did, were all just a build-up to this moment, you know? Like, my whole life has been leading here.
That's very inspiring, John. I admire you in some ways, even though you disgust me, and I'm preparing to help you die.
Well, let me just put on this bib that I made, that I manufactured for 50 cents an hour here in this prison industrial slave shack.
We'll be selling those for a pretty penny out on the yard.
Oh.
Now, John,
selling them right back to the prisoners,
right,
huh?
Back to the ones who didn't make them. Wait, a lot of prisoners make a mess on their shirts, and a lot of prisoners make bibs, and then they sort of trade.
Right, it's a gift of the magi situation.
Exactly. Now,
alrighty, got my glass of water here.
Yep, we got 60 seconds before you go into the hole.
All right.
Are you ready?
These crackers are about to go into my hole.
I'll
if you know what
I
mean.
When I see it, I know exactly what you mean. Okay.
Okay.
And 3, 2, 1, and he's off. Oh, he's got 3 crackers in his mouth. John, how are you going to swallow those? That's a lot. He's using his gums to dust it down. Oh, massaging his cheeks. Oh, and here comes Boris. He's giving him a tune-up. He's giving him a nice little neck massage, helping them swallow it down. John, you got those down? He's halfway done already.
It's so dry. It's so salty. I don't know if I can do it.
John, I believe in you. I think you can do this. You're not a worthless criminal. You are a man who can succeed.
Just remember what Wally did. He believed in himself, and he got off the garbage planet.
Look, you are a nut job, too. Now try to finish those crackers.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Two more.
Keep massaging him, Boris. Get him to help him down. He's coughing on dust. John, you gotta spit that dust out. Make sure it doesn't get in your mouth.
No.
There's two more down, and I see about 15 seconds left, John.
I can't do it.
John, I will quit my job as a prison guard if you do not do this.
Has my whole life been a waste?
I mean, if you do this, I will quit my job as a prison guard because you will show me that prisoners are capable of much more than I ever thought they were.
Okay, I'm gonna do it in slow motion.
John. Watch out for the corner.
Oh, my lip.
Get it in anyway.
Give me that.
John.
Water.
Here you go, buddy. Oh, my God, John. You did it. You really did it.
I was real close there. After those five, I thought I was gonna pass away before the officially sanctioned time.
What I thought was impossible, you've showed me is possible. I mean, maybe that means some of my other fundamental beliefs about society are possibly untrue.
Well, the only way we can grow and change, Trevor, is that we self-reflect. We swallow the hard truths, be it 3-3 or 3-2-1 or be it 2-2-2. We swallow those hard truths and we chew on them and we digest them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it might take more than a minute. It might take an hour. It might take a day. It might take a lifetime. But eventually you'll come out the other side and you'll be a changed person.
John, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, time to go. I'm just gonna unlock the cell here. Another scumbag putting in the hole. Not so fast.
Is that phone ringing there? That red phone?
It is. What? Hang on one second. Don't take this prisoner yet. There's an important phone call coming in. Yes, hello?
Yes, it's me, the governor of Texas, Illinois.
Yes, Mr. Governor, how can I help you?
I just saw the most amazing YouTube video.
Wow, did it have anything to do with eating really quickly by any chance?
It did. 6 saltine crackers in a minute by one of the prisoners in your prison. John... Arbuckle.
I know who you're talking about. You know, it's funny, his cat was always the one who was good at eating, but I guess he really showed him.
I just wanted to say that I would like to make a decision right now.
Yeah.
I would like to like and subscribe to his YouTube channel, and I want everyone in prison to watch this video.
Okay, great, and should I pardon him, or just the like and subscribe thing?
Well, you know...
No, it's cool. No, I can just...
He's earned it.
A full pardon?
Absolutely. And let's erase all of his past crimes from his record. I mean, 3-2-1 chunking method. I mean, that's never been done before.
I know. I mean, it's revolutionary. Thank you, Mr. Governor. Wow, this really shows that politicians have a heart, and you
know what, actually? Trevor, was it?
Yeah.
I'm feeling generous today. Why don't we pardon everybody?
pardon everybody. Well, I don't know if they've all been rehabilitated. In fact, now that you mention it, even John Arbuckle said just before the challenge that if he was released, he would probably reoffend, but that's neither
that
here nor there.
Was pre-saltine, Trevor.
Right, yes, yeah, yeah, right.
Look into his eyes. Tell me he's not a different man now.
They do look kind of glazed over and holy. Okay, Mr. Governor, you know, who am I to argue with someone of your stature? We'll get all the prisoners watching that video. They'll feel just as inspired as I do, and by gum, we'll let them all go.
If somebody can eat 6 saltine crackers in 1 minute, then we can reform the prison industrial complex.
Yeah, how are we going to get those license plates made for cheap, though?
Click.
Hello? Hello?
Well,
John, did you hear what
I'm
he said?
Ready. No, but, I'm ready to go in the hole now.
You don't have to, John. The governor saw what you did, and he doesn't believe in prisons anymore for anybody, no matter how dangerous.
Oh, that phone call, yes, that I heard, yes.
Oh, well,
I did. I just don't want you to recap the whole thing that just happened.
Right,
yeah, no, that's incredible.
So why were you still willing to go in the hole?
Well, I think the salt from the crackers got into my brain.
Oh, do you want to die?
You know,
because that would be fine too, John.
Trevor, does anybody really want to die?
Well, I don't think I'll ever experience anything as beautiful as what you just did again, so I kind of want to die.
Have a cracker. See how you feel.
I guess I should take some time to reflect, like you said.
You know what? I'm going to take some flowers when I get out, and I'm going to take them to Odie's grave.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. God. You know.
Really salty, huh?
Really hard to get this down, yeah. Well, that was another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. We'd like to thank all of you out there for listening. And we would love to encourage you, like John Arbuckle, to like and subscribe on iTunes and give us a nice review. And tell your friends if you enjoy the podcast. We know you've been a bit busy lately, but we're still making these things. And it's great if we can get them to a larger audience.
Absolutely. Yeah, word of mouth is the best way to tell people about podcasts. Mm-hmm. Even though if your mouth is dry and salty from eating 6 saltine crackers.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for the delay. We were busy.
We were doing Fringe, which was a lot. Mm-hmm. But we're back. So thanks again for listening. I've been Thomas Tolles.
I've been Jesse Bergen.
And remember, you got to get down all 6.
And give them their licks.
And print.